Every Thursday morning, we get caught up with Ivy Tech and pinch hitting for the Chancellor. This Thursday is our good friend Jennifer Rusk. She's in charge of the ASAP program, and obviously that's a very busy time. Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. And we know pinch hitting for the Chancellor today. She's having had a little hip deal there, so we hope that she's feeling better on her road to recovery. And we know with the holiday right around the corner, everybody's just got their feet up eating bonbons because she's not in the office, right?
Not at all.
We know that's not the case. We know that it's a well-oiled machine out there. But you do get a little reprieve here in the summer. But your program with the ASAP, you don't have much of a reprieve because you have to condense almost a full school year or two into a very short period of time. Tell us all about it, who can get involved, and what ASAP means.
Absolutely. So the ASAP program stands for Associate Accelerated Program, and it's a selective program that allows students to earn 60 credits in a year. So they start in May. They're in 5 8-week sessions, typically about 4 classes every 8 weeks. They'll have a class in the morning, generally a class in the afternoon, Monday through Thursday. And then on Fridays, we have different speakers come in. We have trainings. Colleges come to recruit them to their transfer school. It's an amazing group of students, and because they do start at the end of or at the beginning of June, they don't usually have much of that first summer, but the exchange, of course, is that they get to graduate with their bachelor's a year early, which is a huge deal for most of these students.
It is, and now who is eligible for this program? Is this kids right out of high school? Is this transfer students? Tell me who can be a part of it.
Well, we typically have students who are under the age of 21 because they're cohorted, meaning they're in small groups with their program majors. And typically, people our age, who are working, it's hard for them to devote that much time to school. So typically, we have students that come right out of high school. Right now in our program, we have 40 amazing students who come from 16 different high schools. Some of them graduated from high school a couple of years ago, and we're taking a few classes, so we definitely do take transfer students into our program, but for the most part, the students are right out of high school.
And they jump in and find themselves in almost a work-like environment, but I think it's interesting that you place them in groups together. Talk about why you think that's important.
Oh, because they have, they end up being with the program group. So, like, our business students have all of their classes with the other business students, and they become like a little family. They take care of each other. They come up with goals and expectations within their group. They keep each other accountable. They study together. They really do become this strong support network for each other. Graduates of the program come back and say, oh my gosh, now that I'm in a 4-year college, or now that I've graduated from college in the workforce, I have these great time management skills. I'm still friends with the people in the program. You know, everything I've learned, I've taken with me. And that's really powerful for me here.
And the other part of this is when you have the ASAP program and you enter into it, what pathways do you have? You talked about business kids taking all the business classes together. Can you take any discipline, or how does that work?
We only have a handful. So students can major in liberal arts or general studies. It's kind of glommed together. Business, education, informatics, and psychology. We just recently added psychology. The other programs we've had for a couple years. But it's really amazing how close that they get within their groups. We've talked about adding other programs, but that's something that, we'll continually look at. If we have students who are interested, we definitely would consider adding other programs.
Have you been happy with the response, or is this something that has grown kind of slowly and organically?
Well, we've had kind of an up and down with our numbers here in Bloomington. We have the largest group this year with 40 students. There's 14 campuses across the state that have ASAP, and we have probably the second largest group. It changes because these students, they have to be, they have to be strong students. They have to be college ready. They have to be determined and willing to sort of give up this time to school. We do a pretty good job of figuring out study times and, having study groups and tutoring and things. So the students do still get a social life, but they really do have to just kind of give up, 11 months. If they're willing to do this, it's going to pay off in the end.
And I think the payoff is important, especially if they don't want to take the time to do 2 years. You can fit it all into one. So at least they have the option to do it. You have a meeting coming up soon where people can ask questions and figure out more information. Tell me about that.
So July 17th from 5 to 7, we'll have an open house here on campus. Applications are already open, so rising seniors or transfer students could apply right now for the 19-20 school year. We start taking applications pretty early, especially because, you know, registration is open for our current students. So, of course, we want to make sure that, you know, students know that they can also apply to ASAP as well.
And ASAP, that meeting again, July 17th, 5 to 7. It's an open house, so you come in, just ask a question. Pretty informal, right? Just people want more information.
Absolutely. Yeah, and one other thing I'd like to add is that we have some amazing scholarships for ASAP students while they're here, and then once they transfer as well, ASAP-specific scholarships at the four-year colleges.
So you can learn about how you can get involved with all that. And here's another silly question, because that's my role here this morning is, well, most mornings, to be honest with you. Running this program, is it any different from what it would be just being a normal student at Ivy Tech? How does that work out?
Well, their schedules are pretty, most of the students are in programs that are the transfer as a junior program, so they're pretty prescribed as far as what the curriculum that the classes they need to take in what order. But, you know, a lot of that is changed for them. They don't go through typical advising. They work within the ASAP program for that. Their classes are with other ASAP students. We do additional activities that are just ASAP, but they can be involved in all the different clubs involved at Ivy Tech. They can go on trips. You know, they can do all of the things that other students also are involved in.
Very nice. And we know the holidays coming up next week, the middle of next week. When is Ivy Tech going to be open? So if people are trying to plan around maybe some time, you guys just closed on the 4th of July like everybody else?
Correct. We are only closed on Wednesday. So we are open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Friday is our day that we close at 5, but otherwise we are open from 8 to 6. And registration is open August 20th. Classes start in the fall, and you can still file FAFSA. That's very important.
I just want you to reiterate how important that is, making sure everybody registers for that. Even if you think you may or may not be eligible, just fill out the forms, correct?
Oh, absolutely, because there are many scholarships that you can't actually receive without having a FAFSA on file. So you absolutely want to do that.
Excellent. Jennifer Rusk is our guest this morning. She's in charge of the ASAP program out there, plus other things going on. And I had a chance to see Dr. Sam DeWeese on, what was that? Now all my days are running together. Tuesday, as Ivy Tech was one of the partners at the MCCSE school board meeting, one of our community partners. It's always great to see you guys pairing up with the MCCSE. Obviously, that's a natural partnership in your world.
Absolutely. So we are very involved in MCCSE. We have graduation career coaches in the schools. The students are able to take free dual credit courses through us. So yes, that partnership has been very important to all of us at Ivy Tech.
Yeah, and then folks from the graduation school popped out there to have their graduation as well. So that's always fun when we can see everybody be part of the community together. It was great to see everybody awarded for it. And obviously, if you don't support your local schools, what are you doing? Come on, everybody has to support the local school system there. Tell me about the Student Leadership Academy. Your application period is just getting started there. Now, we've got some time to put it together, but tell me what it is and who should be interested.
So this is for students who are in 7th and 8th grade who want to be part of this Leadership Academy. They'll actually have this, they have activities over several Saturdays. They meet at Ivy Tech. This will start in January. They can actually start applying now on our website. They'll be selected, and then they'll get to be part of this great program. My daughter actually did this program a few years ago.
Great.
They created this great project, and then they actually will have a presentation during our O'Bannon Institute in April. So it's really cool. It's a great opportunity for students who are in junior high to show their leadership abilities, but also to work with some other students in the area that they may not have had the opportunity to work with before.
Now, is this open to everyone, Jennifer? Tell me who should be applying to this.
Just grade 7 to 7 and 8. So if students are going into rising 7th and 8th graders, this is a good opportunity for them. And they can just go to ivytech.edu/youth to apply.
Excellent. Get in there and see what's going on. Bloomfield High School, they've got some graduates that have earned their credentials from Ivy Tech.
Yeah, this was really cool. We had 13 graduates that actually earned our STGC, which is a certificate of 30 credits that transfers to all Indiana four-year colleges.
So now they were doing this while they were in high school?
Yeah, so this is that great dual credit that we've talked about, that are, you know, the free classes that students can take through through Ivy Tech at their high school. So if a student is interested or a parent, you know, talk to your school, because there may be something they're not aware of, or, you know, they can encourage the schools to look into having these dual credit classes through us.
That's fantastic. And there's the proof in the pudding right there. If you want to get ahead, to stay ahead, get in and do that early. You've had plenty of other successes with your students as well. You want to brag on Courtney Bowles for a minute? She's seems to be at the top of the group.
Well, we have, you know, we have a lot of these amazing students that we, you know, that graduate, then end up doing, you know, just awesome things. Unfortunately, not all of our students get recognized because...
you don't have that much time.
We don't. Yeah, we don't, because I have some, you know, amazing ASAP students, too. But, you know, they are... We have never, like, I don't think I've ever had a student graduate and not had some amazing story to tell about them. And so... Like my, like for instance, my ASAP students, I have had some who have ended up going on to, you know, these four-year college and had internships, different places, and have just, you know, have just amazed us, and then come back and then talk to our students about.
Well, that's the fun part, because then they can show that the system works and everything they went through worked, and it's a great model for the new group to figure out and see if that's how they want to try some things out. So it's great to see how that circle, if you will, keeps on rolling along. Now, you have a new offering coming up in medical assisting. And the great news about that is you've extended the deadline for it, and that's going to be coming up later in July.
Yes. So we are offering this new program, and you can actually, yeah, so you can actually apply until Monday, July 9th. It will begin in fall. The graduates of the program can work in doctor's offices and hospitals. Definitely, Darlene Hooten-Polly is in charge of that program, and she, you can actually find her on our website, or her email is dhooten, D-H-O-O-T-E-N, 1@ivytech.edu.
And obviously, those are positions that are being requested by our local medical community. They're just short on people, right?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. I mean, jobs in the medical field are just, they're open everywhere. Students are applying and finding jobs. Our nursing program, of course, our students have always been successful in finding employment in our different, I mean, we have that new aptometrics technology program. I mean,
right.
So if you are interested, please come in and register for classes, because, you know, the sooner you get in, obviously, the better.
And that registration goes on basically every day, right? There's not like a window you have to hit. You can get involved until the first week of classes, first 2 weeks of classes. So you've got some time to figure it out, but hurry up and figure it out.
Absolutely. And we, you know, we do, our advisors are on walk-ins right now, so students can just come in. We definitely prefer students to come in early so that they have more choices available to them. But absolutely. I mean, like right now, this is a really, really good time to come in and register for those classes for fall.
It seems like the more time you have in front of you, it's a little less stressful getting involved and taking a deep breath and doing the tour and seeing where you're going. But again, you can take people at the last minute as well. Sometimes life works in different paths and rhythms for everybody else, but the good news is you're open, except for next Wednesday.
Absolutely. We are closed for the holiday.
Jennifer, have a wonderful 4th of July. And if people have questions, the internet's always open, right? Where's the easiest place to find more info?
ivytech.edu.
Easy as that. /Bloomington. That'll get you even quicker where you need to go. Hey, thanks for your time this morning. Have a great 4th of July Wednesday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.